Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Well, good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is your show host, Randy Fine, and today I have with me spiritual medium Laura Lee. You all know her. You fill up my switchboard every single time. Today is no exception, and I know you're really, really anxious to hear what she has to say. So I'm going to bring her on, and we can get started. So good morning, Laura. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you again for having me. Always enjoy having
our visits. You are so very welcome.
It's
always wonderful. You're a good friend. So, Laura, what should we talk about today? What are the angels or spirits telling you we should talk about today?
Well, it's the month of love, and I know we're past the 14th deadline date, Valentine's Day, but it's always... Every day is a reason to celebrate love. And I say that because right now, I mean, I personally sometimes feel, and I know everybody can relate on some level, you know, feeling crushed by sometimes the hate, the anger, some of the sorrow and grief that's happening in our world. And, you know, I'm not talking about just a battle, you know, on a global level. I'm talking about even the battles we have day to day on the home front. I mean, all of us encounter them in some way or another. And there's a way for us to soldier on without more pain and help restore our faith by harnessing a power that is so much more powerful than you know, some of the emotions I talked about. It's called the power of love, and it bridges divides. And today I would like to talk about five ways we can diffuse fear in our lives, that dark energy, because, I mean, it can manifest, fear can manifest as hate, it can manifest as anger, sorrow, grief, I mean, you name it, even greed. And there's ways to overcome it and increase our vibration to love. And I know that sounds mamby-pamby because a lot of spiritualists or spirit gurus out there like to talk about light and raising your vibration to light, but there really is something to it on a physical, emotional, and spiritual level that can transition our world and change things and bridge the divides and find peace in our own lives. And that's where it begins. So today I'd like to talk about those in between some of the calls that we're going to take with our
awesome
guests who are waiting.
Yeah, awesome. I absolutely agree with you. It's very easy to fall into the trap of negativity. It takes conscious effort to stay
yes
in the love and in the light, you know.
Yeah.
And I find myself doing
conscious
it quite often, having to refocus my attention.
Yeah.
Not to get
yeah.
caught up in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I just, when I download these subjects, I mean, it's just, it's like bam, 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 bam. Here's some things you can do day to day that are so simple, but we forget when we're in the midst of it because it's much easier to get caught up in the fire and become part of the fire.
Absolutely.
So if you don't mind, let's just talk about the first point before we take a caller.
Sure, great. Yeah, let's do that.
So simple, so simple. Number one, stop talking and just listen. I know that's so hard for some of us. When we recognize ourselves conjuring up the next comeback or rebuttal to what somebody else is saying, then you aren't listening. So you really have to be present and be aware and really sit there and tune in to what the other person is saying. And if you can, reflect it back to them so there is a clarity and understanding and you may learn something. In fact, I know you will learn something. And when the other person feels heard, that in itself is an act of love. And you'll diffuse the energy. Mm. So, I mean, a lot of us find a hard time when, you know, we're caught up in the act. And if you can't seem to stop talking and shift yourself, abandon the situation before things become more heated and take a time out. Take an adult time out and come back when you are completely composed.
Right. It's usually, you know, often when we're feeling insecure, fearful, we talk too much. We talk too
mm-hmm.
much and we end up saying things that we don't really want to say. And it's important that we do take a second between what someone else says and what we say to really consider what we're going to say and to make it impactful and succinct. We don't want to bore people with a whole lot of nonsense. So anyway, with that said, and I really, really like that one, let's take our first caller. And this is area code 323. Good morning.
Hi.
What is your question
for
me? Hi. And what is your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Yvette from California. I love your opening commercial.
It's amazing.
I'm
sorry. What was your name?
Yvette.
What was your name?
Yvette.
Yvette.
Okay.
Yvette.
T-E-E-E.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you liked that beginning. I searched really
brilliant.
Hard to find it,
brilliant.
And it was just perfect. Thank you.
So my question is work. Just having some issues finding decent work, and right now I just got something. It's part-time, but it's not – I'm grateful that I got something, but it's not who I am. And it's, you know, but I'm just taking it right now, and I know there's a bigger plan for me. I'm excited to move in life. I just got some nice things going on. Like, there's so many different things that my life feels really inspiring, like my spiritual life and even people giving me stuff. But like the monetary thing is not just measuring up right now in a bigger way.
Right. You know, you sound happy though.
In some ways, I really am happy.
You've got a good energy around you, and I think that's important to maintain because it attracts, which we were talking
right.
about the subject. Love attracts. So while you're grateful for the job that you got, I know it isn't especially something that you like, but I've got to ask you real quickly, at one point, or do you now, or at one point, is there something associated with working at a coffee shop or working with coffee, or are you hanging out in a coffee shop? What's this?
Well, this place is a pastry place, and they sell tea. Next door is a coffee house.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Right. Okay, because I see it, and this is part-time, right, Eva?
It's part-time, and
right.
it's not what
right.
I want. It's boring as heck.
Yes, I know. I know. So, but I see, I feel like there's some sort of connection that's supposed to be happening there. So, I mean, connection
that's what
in
I get
a bigger
too.
Way. Oh, good. All right, then.
Yeah, I
you know,
to
and
if
I've
it
got,
was one of the – I wasn't sure if it's one of the owners because I don't know. I get this weird feeling from him, but like I don't. It's like a good feeling, but unusual. But I'm not sure what that is. I don't know if it's really that or something else.
Well, I think that might be an attraction, though, too.
I get that.
Yeah. All right. So I'm just validating that for you. But I just feel like there's, just be conscious of that and cautious of it, okay? Because I want you to go places where you want to go, okay? And
right,
there might
right.
be more opportunity even where you're at, but I feel like there might be a connection to somebody who else is connected to something in the environments that you're at, okay? And it might lead to another opportunity. I think you'll be offered more work there, and it will grow into full-time should you want it. But I also feel like something else is going to come from where you're at in this surrounding, whether it's the coffee shop or the pastry shop that you're at. And your pastry shop serves coffee, correct?
No, only tea.
Oh, only tea.
Because,
okay.
Yeah, we can't.
Okay, because the coffee shop's next door. Well, there's something combined with those two shops, okay? So I just see that it's going to grow into something bigger, okay, for you. And you know what? Be open and aware to this because I feel like you're also in a creative person because, you know what, I get an angel next to you that is like you're like you would pursue the arts in some way. Did you at one point do acting?
More
like
dancing.
Were you at theater or dance or something of that sort at one point when you were younger?
Yeah.
Okay, so that angel's telling me this, okay? So I just feel like there's something in that area that really calls to your heart that you really jive with, like you get so excited about. And that's the direction you need to be pursuing. But these kind of jobs give you the opportunity for you to pursue those venues.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay?
So
I want you to keep that in mind. So everything's for a reason, and you're totally blessed. I think your positive energy is very infectious. Keep it up, and you'll start seeing more opportunities and more possibilities come your way to give you choices. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Yvette.
Yes, God bless.
Thank you,
thank
guys,
you for
and
calling.
Day. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's take a caller from Area 631. Good morning. What is your name?
Hi, good morning, Suzanne. And my question is, I have a job interview this Monday coming up. Do you see me getting this position or a different one? I'm working now, and I'm putting applications out.
Susan, do you really want this job? Because my sense is like...
Yeah, you know what
job.
It is. I need health benefits. I'm working as a teacher assistant now. It doesn't give the health benefits. And there's another job that the interview's on Monday. That gives health benefits. But I don't know if you see this one or something else I'd like better or...
Uh-huh. But this one gives benefits, and that's why you're eyeing it, because it gives benefits, but it's not really what... you really want heart of hearts, correct?
Right.
Yeah, I can sense that. And you know what? If you go in there with that kind of energy, that idea in your mind, they'll sense it too. So, you know, either you can make a choice right now, okay? And that choice is, you know, can you convey to them and energetically, this is a job you truly want? Can you even convey that to them, you know, without relaying to them, I only want your job because of the benefits? I mean, I get it. We all need those benefits right now. I mean, I get where you are, okay? So, but it comes down to how you portray yourself energetically, really enthusiastic that you really want this and you've done your homework and your research and you really know what this job entails and that you think you could take the bulls by the horn and just fly with it. You got to be able to convey that to them. If you don't go in there with that energy, I just don't see it happening.
Oh, no. So then what?
Well, I'm just saying there's other opportunities that will come down the pike. But I mean,
do you know doing what and when?
Just get your head on straight. Whether or not you can choose, you can change your energy right now and get your game on before you walk in there. the energy I'm feeling towards this right now is like, you know, it's got the benefits, and that will give me, you know, what I need right now, but it isn't actually what I want. I always suggest, and we're talking about the subject today about love, I always suggest lead with your heart. Go where your heart's telling you to go. I really get the sense you really do like education. I see lots of angels around you. You do really like working with children. Is that true?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't know. I've applied for, like, lunch monitor, but it doesn't have enough hours, a hall monitor. I've also applied for a bus company. And I don't know if you see with anything with those.
I think your best bet is surrounding, you know, the children.
No,
so,
I mean the bus company would be with children.
Like,
the whole month, lunch money would be with children. But I need
your work aligned with children is one of your better bets, because for some reason the vibration there, and I just feel like it's a gift that you have that you haven't really tapped in completely. And maybe it's, you know, maybe it's daycare or something of that sort too, you know. And as I say that, you know, were you raised, I get a sense that there's a woman off to your left side. Are you right-handed, Susan?
No, I'm left-handed.
Oh, you're left-handed. Okay. So, all right, so if she's on the left side, then it's on father's side. There's a woman, like a grandmother figure on your father's side that is standing near you. Did you know her?
Yes.
Yeah, was she, and she's on the other side, right? Your grandmother?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, for some reason, I feel like her guidance comes into play here. Like something's key there. Did she spend a lot of time with you when you were, you know, a child watching over you?
My mother's mother, not my father's mother.
Oh, not your father's mother. Well, I'm seeing the woman who's on your father's side, because then that would be your left side if you're left-handed. So she's very close to you right now, guiding you in this process. So I feel like there's some sort of tie-in or key here. Did she have a, you know, a side thing that she watched several children or in her home or something of that sort?
No, not at all.
Well, I'm going to leave it there, okay, because there's something key with her, because that's who's coming into play, okay, and that's who I see right here for you.
Yeah, you know what it is with
okay.
daycare centers? They don't pay very well.
Well, I'm just, they might not pay very well at the beginning, but I think something in the long haul, your direction in something to do with children, whether it's at a school, whether it's at a daycare, whether it's, you know, being a nanny, something of that sort, or teaching of education some sort, being a mentor, anything of, along those alignments would be up your alley from what I'm seeing here.
Real quick, do you
so anyway,
see the bus company calling me? It would be not driving, but like watching the kids on the bus.
Oh, and that's one of the companies that you got a call from or what?
No, I called from two of them. One didn't answer me back, and one said call the end of March. I don't know. I thought maybe
okay,
I would get
go
a.
Go for it.
My intuition
go
says that they're
going
to call and say somebody quit or something,
yes,
like this week or next. I don't know why.
I think there's some opening there. There's openings there for you, always in this field, okay? So that would where I'd harness my energy if I were you. That's,
do you think they're going to call this week or next week?
Pardon me?
Do you think the bus company is going to call me this week or next week?
I don't have a sense of that as much as, you know, anything around or surrounding the children. But,
well,
you know,
that,
we've got
the
other callers
too, though.
So thank you. Yeah, we've got other callers waiting, Susan, so
thank you
for giving us three.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate
it. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay. Let's see.
Well, before we take
another caller,
all
right, so let's continue our conversation.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking about the subject matter of love, you know, and I'll just take even Susan, for example, because we were talking about, you know, the resonation of love, just resonating with love. love is very powerful for us. When we sit in that energy and that vibration, we draw things to us. If we're not in that vibration, it repels. And that's one of the reasons why we have to shift it for ourselves. It's not for everybody else. It's really for ourselves, because it's like tossing a rock into a pond. And do you see the vibration from the rock and the water and the ripples?
Right.
If that rock is energetically hate, that's what's going to ripple out from you. If that, or, disdain, or, I'm just not really caring for this, and that's the kind of ripple that you're going to send out. If you really resonate with something and you're really happy and you're really in joy and peace and you're resonating that out, that's what's going to come back to you. So it's really important that sometimes we work on, diffusing the energies that, are built up inside of us and try to turn on our vibration to love. So that's some of the things that we're talking about here today. And the second point that I was given to convey is give something. If you're in the battle on a home front with somebody or other people, give something. And the first one we talked about, just your time, like listening, that would be something that you would give. Give a nice note. Send somebody a nice note. Give them a hug. Or give them something that you love. This all increases your vibration. But here's the kicker. You have to do this act of kindness without expecting anything in return, and that's where a lot of us get held up.
That's true.
Yeah. So even if the other person doesn't, or other groups of people don't receive your gift or are favorable in time to receiving you, you set the seed. You set the seed, and you keep trying. Sooner or later, love will triumph. I guarantee it. You'll start to see the miracles.
I totally agree. It's interesting because my husband has a propensity towards negativity, but he's, after being married to me for 28 years, that doesn't fly. So I've had to work with him. But every once in a while, he sinks back into that. And the energy is so horrible that I can't even be around them. I just pick right up on it, And so now I'll just say to him, listen, your energy is really bad. What's going on? We need to shift this. So, because I can't be
right
in the same room as you, and then he does,
right.
He's able to shift that energy.
Right.
And we all can do that.
I think even drawing attention to it diffuses it, because you become aware of it, even if the person becomes aware of it.
Right.
So, that goes on to the second point, letting go. Because if you entertain the thought of pain, you don't even want to entertain the thought of pain, hate, anger, sorrow, and grief, because it's really hurting yourself. Because over time, if you don't deal with emotions, it gets you ill. It makes you actually physically ill. And it's like what I said earlier, it's whatever you put out, you're going to get back. Last fall, I think I shared this story with y'all a couple months ago. I was stewing over matters, and I was walking on some rocks by the sea. And, the waves were really high at that point in time. And all of a sudden, I was just hit by a wave. And it dragged me out and underneath the water and kept slamming me up against the rocks, which I just now am healing from that drastic moment. But I know my energy wasn't good. I was out there stewing about whatever was happening with me and, some other people at that point in time. So you don't have to have that drastic of a wake-up call, but it's like getting up on the wrong side of the bed, and if you're already stewing about something, you're just going to create more havoc for yourself, So stop stewing about it, and if you can become aware of the energy and observe it like a cloud floating by, and just feel it, you can easily diffuse it. So that goes back to your point when you said, Randy, that you just draw his attention to it. Once the attention's drawn to it, that step of awareness in itself is the first step to healing.
Right. And hopefully the other person is willing to hear that, because I had another situation with another family member this week where the energy was horrible and I was being lambasted over nothing, stupid stuff, and she would not hear me. she wouldn't, and I had to hang up because I couldn't take the negative assault anymore. So,
right.
You know, hopefully, and to those who are listening, that's important. If someone points that out to you, you know, hear them. So,
yeah.
Okay, we have another caller.
Okay.
This is area code 973. Good morning. What is your name?
Yeah, hello. This is Mona from New Jersey.
Mona?
Hi, Mona.
Yeah.
Hi, Laura. How
hello.
Are you?
Yes, hi. Yes, I am doing pretty good. I have three areas that I kind of feel overall. I feel that I have too many balls in the air. That's what I kind of feel overall. I can explain shortly. I feel that I'm building my business. I just released my artist website, and now I'm building another website for the wellness paintings or the wellness intuitive painting. I'm building around essential oils. So I'm using my skill working with people as a healer and guidance and as a painter, and then I also have a little conflict if I should continue working with children or adults, because I have, you know, everyone is talking about branding, you know, you have to pinpoint what you're going to do. Yes, so I kind of feel like, oh my gosh, now I have to find galleries I can exhibit my paintings, and now I'm building this the other side. But the reason why I teach is because I think it's fun. It gives me a lot back. It's really fun. But if I can hold it in that intuitive, expressive thing, it's not like I'm making recipes for them before class. It's more like it is within one area where they are free, and I guide them with the techniques, the meditations. I like to work with adults. They are more fitted for this. I still have a few kids I work with from an early art studio I had before, so I follow up those kids. The kids, you know, they like to do different things every time. So that's the reason why I kind of feel like, okay, I'm going to hold these few kids up to know. But I really feel that I want to work with an audience that are more open to wellness. And I have been through very serious healing from Lyme disease.
May I interrupt you?
Mona, what's your question?
Let's let Laura, specifically, what is your question?
Well, it is, if you can give me any guidance, I gave you a lot of information here, any things that I should look on, review, and focusing on, is it something I should eliminate?
Oh, one thing you should eliminate. God, you sound so, I know you think you're so scattered over the board, but I think it brings you all such pleasure, you know, Mona. So, I mean, to eliminate anything sounds like it would be like cutting off an arm for you, you know. So, I don't think you should eliminate anything. But as far as focusing, you know, the one thing I get is that, you know, I feel like the artistic pursuit, like the painting, was passed down. Your ability to create, somebody else was artistically inclined in the family, and it comes down through generation. Am I correct?
Yes.
And I feel like the boat's been missed by some of the others, meaning that they really didn't take up to the level that you have. And I feel like there's been some regrets in the past on your family side, through your family, that they haven't, you know, they didn't take that passion on to the level that you have. So feel like they surround you and protect you and are guiding you in this direction. And I think either path, any path, if you feel like you've got to focus your energies on one particular area, I would feel like it would be in that direction, because I feel like you've got the support and the love around you who are trying to push you in that direction. And I feel like in its own way, it will in itself spin off and heal people, heals yourself, it heals the people around you. Children will be drawn to it in itself. I mean, you will be doing all that you think that you're doing now in all the different directions, all in that one direction. Do you understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Yes, I have that.
So,
yes.
And it brings you joy. So, again, that runs off onto everybody else. And, I mean, you'll inspire children. It, just the people who experience your work will, you know, be healed by it. A lot of people don't realize that how empowering art is on that level, but it is. Whether it's the colors that are emanated or the message that's being, you know, portrayed to get across to people. I mean, you have a lot of healing power in that. So
yeah.
That's where I would say your focus, but then you could go back to the focus and say that, you know, when you're with the children, staying focused with the children instead of worrying about a brand per se, okay? Or when you're working with a client, that you're staying focused right there with the client instead of being worried about everything else you're supposed to be doing. Do you get what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Yes.
So we can get caught up in this whole marketing idea, branding, which everybody's onto with social media and marketing. And I say that even as a former marketing executive in my former life. Okay, so I get what you're saying. But don't get too caught up into that. I think everything folds into its place when you follow your heart.
Yeah.
Okay?
I do feel that. But
and then it just spills off into those other directions, okay? And, you know, I've got to say that you've sold artwork before, correct, Mona?
Yes, I have. But it's been a while since I kind of sold it because I had
Okay, so that in itself is a confirmation, okay? Because I was just told you sold it. They were just like, big, huge celebration over this. That's a confirmation to the message I just gave you, okay?
Yeah.
So I think there's more for you to come in that particular area that's going to be so grand and so big that you haven't even scratched the surface yet.
Okay.
I have a comment, Mona.
Okay.
I have something to say, Mona. You know, I have my hands in about 5 different things. I'm all over the place, but I enjoy every one of them. My brand is my name, and so that's you, just Mona.
Yeah.
That's your brand.
Yeah. Like that. Love that. Love it.
Yep. You know, I made my artist website. It's just monasalminen.com. And then,
yes.
But then I have my paintings, and I just have a link there saying teaching and coaching, which is not really built out much because I thought I was going to put the teaching to attract people to come to my wellness painting classes. You know, I always thought, oh, you have to come to a web page that is not about me.
It's
about them.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It all sounds great, and all goes under one big umbrella. Yeah, let us know.
Thank you, Mona. It was a pleasure talking to you again. I wish you well.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura. Love you.
Yes.
Thank you.
God
thank
bless.
You both.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, okay. So that's it for our callers. So we can really now focus on the rest of what you were saying. Yeah.
All right. So quickly, let's go back to our points. First, we talked about stop talking. Give something like your time, a nice note, a hug. The third point was letting go. Don't entertain the thought. The moment you become aware of it, you shift the energy. So see the negative thoughts just go by like clouds. That's what I always tell my daughter. Just let them go. Let them just drift away like clouds. All right, so these last two points I'm going to talk about can be done solo. You don't have to, so is letting go. But you don't have to be right in front of somebody. But this is a spiritual way of dealing with things, and you'll find over time it works, okay? So the first one is bless them. So I know this is hard at first if you're holding on pain towards a person or persons, but in time this diffuses your energy and neutralizes everything between you. So whenever you find yourself stewing over matters between you and another person, just cancel it. I mean, if you have to, say cancel, and then say bless so-and-so. I always say God bless. God bless Tom. God bless Tom. And I'll repeat it as many times as I need to until it diffuses the energy. And, you know, over time, this will, you know, will affect the other person because you're sending positive energy instead of entertaining that energy, that negative energy with that person and exchanging that energy, even though you guys are miles apart or even if you're a couple blocks apart. You've stopped the energy. You've diffused it with love. And they will miraculously appear. I promise you. It's the most amazing trick, but you have to be vigilant. Okay.
I so needed to hear that today, Laura. I so needed to hear that. Thank you.
I do too. That's why I'm saying it. I do too.
Yes.
We all
yes.
do. I mean, it's a human
yes.
thing. Okay, so
yes.
even if you don't use the word God, just say bless, blah, blah, blah. Bless them. Wish them well, because whatever you put out, you're going to get back, okay? So here's the last one. Send love, okay? So we've talked about this on other topics, so it's worth revisiting, because what you're going to do is you're going to visualize the other person, or maybe it's a group of people that you're having trouble with in front of you. And if you can't visualize, pretend you can. It's just as effective, even if you can't, okay? So then take a deep inhale and exhale love like a laser beam of light from your heart to the other person or persons. And keep up that practice over time, and this person, again, will reappear in your life without physically trying. All you're doing is doing the work with yourself. So if you tie these two things together, if you send the love and send that love out to that person visually and bless them at the same time, it's more powerful because you're engaging all your sensory skills. You're seeing it, you're feeling it, you're saying it out loud, auditory, and then sooner or later you'll know it's working. And these old energies that, you know, you've been building up and playing with will dissipate, and it will dissipate in the other person too. And you'll find yourselves, you know, maybe even bumping into each other or something by accident, like they intend to call somebody else, but they accidentally call you. I mean, that's how these things work. And then you'll find yourselves are actually talking and listening to one another. So that's how simple it is. Because, you know, on a psychic level, we have these psychic cords tied to other people, and everybody can sense them, whether or not they're psychic or not, because it's an illusion in our world that portrays we're separate. We're not separate. We're one. We really are. And so we were taught that we were separate. We were taught that we were different colors of skin. We were taught we're different races. We were taught we're different sexes. Believe it or not, it's time for us to evolve and learn methods to save ourselves physically, emotionally, mentally, and also save humanity for us to get by this next passage that we're all going through. Right now, fear is getting the best of us for a whole host of reasons on a macro level globally, and it's affecting us all the way down to a micro level in our personal homes. And while these dark energies are very strong, they're not as strong as love's power.
Wow.
So it's time that we take back our personal power and give it out in the way that we would like it to be received.
Wow. I was just talking to one of my sisters yesterday about, you know, about how that negative energy is just so all-encompassing right now.
But
I do believe that love is much stronger. And so if each of us just change our focus, then we can change that whole outcome. And because things are so tense right now.
Yeah, be a soldier of love. It doesn't mean that you have to get in people's faces. You can do it personally by yourself, that will create wonders for you in your life on a day-to-day basis and actually create other opportunities and possibilities you hadn't even considered because you're emanating that love vibration. So you will be amazed at the energy. So if you didn't get all the tips, playing back the podcast to get those tips, I promise you, you will see changes if you start acting like a soldier of love instead of dancing with the energies of, you know, these darker energies that are being expelled out there on massive scales.
Why are people jumping on that negative train? Why are so many people jumping on that?
You know, it's there's a wonderful book by Malcolm Gladwell. It was called The Tipping Point. And I highly recommend it to people out there. I just think it's, you know, when there's a collective consciousness and we're getting to that collective consciousness, and media is part of that right now on that global level that is prompting it. So social media, and it's just becoming all-encompassing, and we devote our time and energy to it. And if you devote your time and energy to it, it's only going to grow. It's like a wildfire, and it's becoming a wildfire right now. So the only way to combat it is to start it on a personal level right in your home and become that soldier right in the own in your own home, and it spreads from there, because it, too, is very powerful force if you remain vigilant on a day-to-day basis.
Gotcha.
And, you know, our world is filled with the duality, love versus fear. I mean, it's just, it's like inhaling and exhaling. It's like night and day. But where do we put our attention? Where do we put our energy? Where do we focus?
Right. It's a choice.
Focus on.
It's a choice we have to make.
That's awesome, Randy. A lot of people don't realize they have the choice. We can't control people. We can't control the circumstances, but we control how we respond.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, this has been fantastic, Laura. I love the topic. Like I said, you know, it really resonated with me today in so many ways, you know, because there's just a couple of things that I'm pondering, you know, but that really helps me. So thank you for that. Thank the angels, thank the spirits, you know, for bringing that forth.
It helped me too.
Yeah, we had some good calls today, and it's been a great show. So do we have you set up? Trying to see. This is February.
I don't know.
Set up for March.
Yep.
March 29th. Laura Lee will be back.
Okay.
So hold that date and call in at 424-220-1801. It's been so much fun, Laura. Thanks so much.
A pleasure,
for being with
as
me
always.
Today.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll
and
talk soon.
Thank you for every one of those callers, too. I appreciate them calling in and tuning in today.
Me, too. I appreciate
it.
Okay. Take
talk
care.
Talk to you next month.
Bye-bye. Absolutely. Okay, bye-bye. So we are out of time for today, but if you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. And I hope you'll join me next time for another show of Find Time for Healing. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.